Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. This is the Rose Colombo right here for you every Wednesday, God willing, of course. What a day. What a day. I just am so excited because this is the Great Awakening. And as President Trump says, the best is yet to come. And you can count on it because more Americans are awakened now to the threat of communist China upon America and the influence they have within our government with their old-time friends who work in high places and on Wall Street, according to the communist Chinese leaders. Very, very happy to influence our elections, apparently, along with Italy's former officials, Switzerland, Germany, Barcelona, and even people within the USA, and all those wonderful federal judges in SCOTUS who swore to uphold the United States Constitution and turned away prominent lawyers with evidence, hard evidence of voter fraud, and said they do not have standing. But that's what they said about Obamacare as well. Americans do not have standing. So if we don't have standing and we don't fight back, we could be on our knees, right? And it appears that the Democrats believe and are pushing, according to the news, and that involves all the Democrats and 10 rhinos and McConnell and Pelosi, it appears, approve of Durbin's proposal to label 75 million Americans as domestic terrorists. And according to Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, they should be reprogrammed. They should be sent to camps and reprogrammed in the United States of America, and even their children be taken away if accused of having COVID or if they are designated as domestic terrorists. Well, that's a sure change on a bright side of the slate there. And what is amazing is that I don't know if anybody else noticed, but Joe Biden was sworn in at 11:48 a.m., which is not the designated time for all presidents to be sworn in. They are to be sworn in at 12 noon. There is a reason he was sworn in at 11:48 a.m., but I'll leave that up to you and your imagination. Lots and lots of things are happening in our world today as the world turns, and it's turning so quickly that it's hard to keep up. We have a president of the United States of America, a great president who was legally elected by 75 million Americans and their legal votes, who they attempted to divide, but they will not be divided. In fact, they're going to be more united because President Trump gave a great message. He said the best is yet to come. And President Trump is not going away, and President Trump did not concede. So this is going to be a real issue from now until 2022 and 2024. And I believe that the American people, all of the American people who experience the new normal are going to be switching from being Democrats quickly into being real Americans under the Trump administration, because President Trump did not concede. And again, I repeat, Joe Biden took the oath at 11:48 a.m. There are reasons for what is happening. In fact, are they locked in by the military and all those wire fences, or are we locked out? Have you thought about that? Well, I guess we can all guess and spend our time guessing, but I believe the best thing to do is pick ourselves up and stop moping and stop feeling sorry for ourselves and having a pity party. We, the people who believe that President Trump is the legal president of the United States, but we accept what is Joe Biden elected at 11:48 a.m. on virtual television and news, that we are going to become more united and set out a strategy and a plan, just like the New World Order Democrats did, along with their billionaire Wall Street NWO supporters, such as Soros, who said he would remove Trump from office even before the election. How did he know that? How did he do that? Is anybody asking questions? It's very important to ask questions. And it's very important to know that President Trump, and to remember, did not concede, and President Trump said he will be back. And to remember that the best is yet to come. And I believe that because more people are turning back to God, and they are not looking so much to the politicians any longer for guidance, because most of them turned their back on the American people, including Speaker Mitch McConnell, who President Trump trusted and helped become the Speaker of the Republican Party, and who he trusts as Vice President, Mike Pence, who also turned his back on President Trump and the 75 million Americans on the right, who are basically Christians, conservatives, patriots, moral people, who are pro-lifers, who believe in life. We've killed 70 million Americans, natural-born Americans, who would be here in our country right now, helping us preserve, defend, uphold, protect the sovereignty of this nation and the United States Constitution. So now we have to depend on ourselves to strategize and do the right thing, as President Trump told Mike Pence to do, and to preserve freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, because we have millions of foreigners, 11 million foreigners who Biden promised would have access into the United States, which you need to understand how dangerous that is, because they said we're in a plandemic here. And if we're in a plandemic and we're told to isolate, why are they allowing a caravan of herded people from third world nations who carry viruses and maybe carrying the COVID virus, or measles, or SARS, or some other disease, into the USA without vetting? And during a time when they have locked down and imprisoned Americans in their own homes, which is unconstitutional, and in my opinion, illegal and unlawful, because it is a human rights violation for healthy people to be locked into their homes, isolated, and told that they're locked out of their businesses and their jobs, and that they are going to be made impoverished but they will be getting a $600 check maybe every 6 months, which equates to about $5 per day per family. So if you're happy with that and you voted for the left, good luck. And otherwise, jump on the bandwagon with 75 million Americans who are ready to remain united, add more Americans to our cause, our movement that is coming, because we are not going to give up, and we are not going to lay down, and we are not going to be taken to concentration camps. That's my commentary for the day. And now we will enter into the world of authors and experts with a very dynamic author, Adrienne Rubin. And she wrote the book, Diamonds and Scoundrels. You will not want to miss this. And we will be back after this important message, so don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car... Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion? Not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
That's right. Make sure you're listening to Columbo Chronicles.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up to Columbo Chronicles Live, because we were going to enter into the world of authors and experts with our dynamic author, Adrienne Rubin, who wrote the book, Diamonds and Scoundrels. She's a returning guest, and she tells my life in the jewelry business and has become a big seller, and she is now attracting attention with movie producers, and she may even have a film deal. But we are going to wait for her call, because she's held up in another project right now. So let's go ahead and enter into the world of politics while we await her call, and see what's happening in the world of politics, which is a lot. So let's see what the people are saying right now. I already miss President Trump, says Ryan. Michael says, painful to see overhead image of once lush White House Rose Garden, which the Trumps eviscerated. Matthew says, it wasn't just a mask or just 15 days to slow the spread, was it? It was a well-planned, orchestrated communist takeover disguised as a pandemic. And then there's Mikey, who says, get on Gab. Twitter is a commie rat hole. And Mad Hatter, am I the only one reading comments of supporters dropping like flies? Keep sending prayers and surround them with the light of protection. Think military would give us time or place. It's not in our time. It's in God's time. Hold the line for President Trump. Tina, Joe Biden is about to show America what a great president Donald Trump is. And the Washington Examiner, I don't think we could have sustained our democracy if he had two terms in office. That's amazing. Joe Biden is going to church this morning. We're praying someone tells him that it's not Christian to kill babies on abortions. Tammy Bruce says Biden wants unity. It's true to start, he will. Tell Dems to stand down on idiotic impeachment. Tell his supporters to stop doxing and threatening Trump staff. Demand an end to Democrat enemies lists, plus condemn censorship of conservatives. Congressman Carlos A. Jimenez, I'm honored to have been selected as an assistant whip under GOP whip Steve Scalise. To govern responsibly, we must ensure the Congress agenda promotes what the American people fundamentally care about and isn't hijacked by political extremists. Let's keep delivering results. Let's do that for sure. So over on Facebook, let me see what's happening over here. Let me tell you what I wrote. We may have been sold out by Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, and Pence and 10 rhinos, but that was only the battle. Remember, President Trump said, never give up. He will be back, and the best is yet to come. God is in control. I take that personal because three pastors in the 90s and early 2000s sent me letters from different states, and I didn't even subscribe to them or know them. But the words that were addressed to me when I was in the midst of the corruption in the legal system, attempting, as they attempted to steal everything, including my kids, for profit, because I was fighting back by forming a grassroots movement. The left does not like people who think outside of the box and fight for justice. Therefore, I am encouraging you to stand up, speak up, exercise your constitutional freedoms and rights, and let's all go back to work, because the Gates, Fauci, Soros, NWO Democrats' goal is to make Americans poor again, like in 1918, when they used the Spanish flu epidemic that has nothing to do with the modern world of today. So that was very, very interesting that we would be inundated with these Democrats who seek to change and transform America into a communist nation, it does appear, and a new normal, which is a socialist communist nation. So here we go. Let's see. Hold on a second here. Oh, this is the great one I wanted to tell you about. Pelosi claims Trump is an accessory to murder as her inauguration machine gun request is reported. This is on Western Journalism. And it says, if Crazy Nancy didn't cover it before, it does now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi established a well-deserved reputation for unhinged behavior during the Trump presidency, but an interview she gave Tuesday night, eve of its end, went beyond even her own abysmal standard. With claim, and she claims, that now former President Donald Trump could be an accessory to murder, Pelosi is justifying Trump's insulting appellation for her in spades. The moment came during an interview Tuesday with MSNBC's Joy Reid, reported by Western journalism, according to Politico, when Pelosi blamed Trump directly for the January 9th incursion of the Capitol by Trump supporters determined to stop the steal of a presidential election. Pelosi has already engineered an impeachment vote in the House that accuses Trump of inciting insurrection. Well, his speech did not incite insurrection. People make their own choices and decisions, and it also included BLM and Antifa, and coincidentally just happened right before they were going to object to the electoral votes in blue states. How coincidental is that? In the Reid interview, she went a step further, blaming Trump's speech to supporters at Washington's Ellipse for the violence that's linked to 5 deaths, including a Capitol police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. Pelosi was initially responding to a Reid question about how Democratic representatives feel about serving with Republicans who supported the Trump backers' cause of objecting to the certification of the Electoral College vote, if not the violence of their methods. So Pelosi was actually, appears to have been setting up this particular time, because Pelosi and McConnell, from I understand, were to verify that the sergeant-at-arms chief of police had tightly secured the state capitol to protect Congress and the President of the United States and a peaceful assembly, but they failed to do so. But why did they fail to do so? And how did Antifa and BLM and others determine that the right time to enter the Capitol, because it appears the gates were open from the video and they were invited in, basically, at that particular moment, entered the state capitol right before the Republicans were about to object to the electoral votes? Are these all coincidences? I think people need to think about that. And on that note, we're going to take a break, and I will be back in just a moment.
Listening is an art. An art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, columbochronicles.com.
Howdy, folks.
Hi.
Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe in Benson, Arizona. And now from the New American, Volume 3 of the Navarro Report says, yes, President Trump won. The case, evidence, and statistical receipts are here. The third and final volume of Dr. Peter Navarro's massive study of election fraud in the 2020 presidential election should lay to rest any doubt that fraud was used to hand the election to the loser, Joe Biden. Manipulators knew that Biden couldn't win on his own, and so insiders rigged the system. In the face of this evidence, no reasonable person would conclude that the 2020 presidential election was, beyond any shadow of doubt, a fair election. In light of the evidence, it is impossible for anyone to claim that President Trump was in any way wrong in stoutly raising the question of election fraud and irregularities in the weeks following the November 3rd election and in calling for his supporters to peacefully protest. Indeed, for the president not to rise to defend the integrity of the ballot box would have been a betrayal of 74 million Americans who voted for the president thinking they were participating in what was not a free and fair election. Navarro took on the claims that there was no evidence of fraud, just conspiracy theories. These claims fail in the light of Navarro's massive study, wrote Navarro. In light of this evidence, it is also irresponsible in the extreme for the Democrat Party and its leadership or journalists in the mainstream media or Rhino Republicans to claim there is no evidence of election irregularities. That's absurd on its face. As a result of the fraud, wrote Navarro, we have moved dangerously in what seems like a nanosecond from a full and vibrant American democracy to a communist Chinese-style cancel culture police state. We are at a very difficult crossroads in America. And if you're on the fence, you need to get off the fence, because communism or you're either for Americanism. And once you are taken over by the CCP and the communists, who have a huge amount of influence on Wall Street, and they've bought up land and hotels, they have banks in the USA, and we have secret deals with politicians, especially on the left, making secret deals with the communist Chinese for profit and using their family members to do so, whether it's the Ukraine, Iraq, Iran, Qatar, or China, who seeks to steal our land, our nation, and depopulate us along with the New World Order billionaires and millionaires, all seeking to steal the wealth and redistribute the wealth of America to themselves and eventually the entire world. The only thing they need to do is to reduce the population in America of the right who refuse to comply with a godless nation and a one-world tyrannical leader who will rule with an iron fist and deny all freedom, liberty, and rights, and who already are training up Americans to believe that they have the power to imprison you in your home, which they do not. It is unconstitutional to lock you out of your businesses and to give control over your businesses to the CDC and health department is unconstitutional and denies due process of law to business owners and to Americans who have jobs in those businesses. 85% of the Americans who have jobs are in earning a living because of small businesses in America. President Trump was working to get China out of America because Bill Clinton opened the Long Beach Naval Base and the port to a communist leader back in 1993 who committed a huge genocide against his own citizens who assembled and protested. And this influence has come to America, and you saw it on January 6th, which appeared to be a scripted and pre-planned attack on the state capitol. The Trump rallies have always been peaceful for 4 years. And the only time it was not peaceful was when Antifa and BLM, but especially Antifa, funded by George Soros and the Democrats and Hollywood libs in bed with China and Wall Street in bed with China, George Soros, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, all in bed with China, and they used their money to fund BLM and Antifa and disrupt and attack the right, anyone who was a Trump supporter, physically or emotionally, and as Representative Maxine Waters and the squad encouraged these leftists to get in the face of every fellow American who didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, and to confront them, whether they were in a bank, whether they were in a restaurant, whether they were walking down the street eating dinner with their family. And that is inciting violence and inciting an insurrection. President Trump did not incite an insurrection. President Trump asked for supporters to come and show support for the Republicans who were going to object to the electoral votes that they believed were fraudulent and happened all in blue states. None of them happened in red states, all blue states. So the wheels of justice grind slowly, and it takes time to uncover all of this information, especially when you have SCOTUS who refuse to hear the hard evidence presented by prominent lawyers who gathered the hard evidence and were ready to present the case, and they were denied access and due process by the 9 men and women in black robes in the Supreme Court. And they used that same term, no standing, to deny and dismiss cases on the right, like when they voted for Obamacare, knowing that Elena Kagan had huge conflicts of interest when she was appointed as Solicitor General, and she was Dean of Harvard when Obama was there, and engaged in, assisted in a project when the Saudi prince donated millions of dollars to Harvard and to Georgetown, and then suddenly Barack Obama is the president of the Harvard Law Review with nothing to review to date. And so these agendas are now all affecting what has happened with ousting President Trump from the Oval Office, and Nancy Pelosi threatened him physically to remove him and drag him out of the White House by his hair. It is a federal offense to threaten a president of the United States of America. But not the squad, none of the Democrats, not Maxine Waters, not any of these Democrats who threatened the president of the United States were called out and removed by the senators, who was a majority of Republicans, or by the Department of Justice under former AG William Barr, or the FBI under the direction of James Comey, or all the scandals involved with the left, the Obamas, the Clintons, and so forth. All of those were all swept away by the Department of Justice and the FBI. So this is where we're at in America. In Arizona, Biden's victory margin was 10,457 votes. There were 254,722 possible illegal votes, including 20,000 absentee ballots cast from addresses other than where voters legally resided. There were 5,790 ghost voters, ballots requested under the names of voters who no longer resided at a particular address. Some 40,000 votes came from voters who voted in counties in which they didn't legally reside. That was Arizona. In Michigan, similar tactics were used, as well as in Nevada. But in Nevada, more than 42,000 votes came from voters who voted twice, and another 20,000 votes came from citizens who had moved out of state. And you have to remember that SCOTUS ignored all of this evidence, and it was made public, and they ignored the evidence, and so did the liberal judges in the blue states dismissed these cases. So they are complicit. In Georgia, where Biden's victory margin was 11,779 votes, there were 66,000 votes cast by underage individuals. Underage individuals cast 66,000 votes in Georgia. In Pennsylvania, more than 58,000 ballots were counted as being returned on or before the date they were mailed out in order to count late ballots, while another 8,000 dead voters voted in the election. But in Pennsylvania, some sort of record was set. 202,000 more ballots were cast than the number of actual registered voters in the state. In Pennsylvania, 202,000 more ballots were cast than the number of actual registered voters in the state. And again, I'm going to say Chief Justice Roberts dismissed this case of voter fraud. Pre-planned voter fraud with evidence from the Italians that former officials in Italy were linked to Obama working to undermine the elections and linked to Smartmatic, Dominion, and Seidel in Switzerland, in Germany, in Spain, Venezuela, Cuba, China, and the USA. And these Democrats want Americans to become united. Americans who are Christians and moral people and or moral people cannot consciously accept lies, thieves, cheaters, dishonesty, and cover-ups, and bribes taken from foreign enemy nations while being paid with U.S. tax dollars, open borders knowing traffickers are coming into the USA and they are trafficking children and organ harvesting, which they do in China, and committing pedophilia. Did you know that President Trump ordered a special team of heroes to rescue children who had been trafficked and abused and used and abused for sexual conduct with adult, mainly males, but probably some females as well? And they ignored holding Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell accountable for 25 years, who were BFFs of the Clintons, who are known to have visited many times Orgy Island and Zorro Ranch. They gave him a slap on the wrist and allowed him to continue on with his business of international pedophilia, child trafficking. And the victims were suppressed and ignored. What if it was your child? What if these sick people who use and abuse children and are attempting to legalize pedophilia as they legalize killing babies on an abortion table for profit, using human beings, God's creation is what they're doing, to use them as human commodities for human capital? These are multi-billion dollar businesses. It's an international network. And they're using their money to keep control and to keep it all going, to keep this evil wheel of corruption turning and churning. And so they need to get rid of the seniors, the elderly, because and the veterans, because they know the truth. They know the real America. They know that our nation was founded by God-fearing men, and we are one nation under God, and we are protected by a Christian foundation that they hate and they want to destroy by bringing in socialism. But in reality, it's a banner for communism. Bernie Sanders began it with his candidacy for president of the United States in 2016, 15, and 16, when he started pushing socialism in America on a platform, speaking to America as if it's a benefit to Americans, which would destroy free enterprise, small businesses, freedom, liberty, and rights of all Americans. Because socialism is communism. And if you don't believe it's communism, it will morph into communism. Especially when you have Trudeau, who signed an order in 2019 to put the CCP on our borders, U.S.-Canadian borders, and then to train them up inside of Canada to do what? And then we've had reports that have been ignored by people who witnessed seeing communist Chinese troops and military equipment and vehicles in parts of Mexico, rural parts. Why? Why do we have Chinese spies in our universities and in our government? And why are taxpayers being forced to pay them? Why did we have Pakistani Awan brothers and maybe more spies in our government under the Democrats' representation? The Hillary staff, the Feinstein staff, Debbie Wasserman, hiring foreign enemy spies to work inside. And then we have the squad, Omar, Presley, AOC, and Rashida, who verbally, for 4 years, verbally threatened and attacked the police, sheriffs, Border Patrol, ICE, and military, calling the military killers, and wanting to defund the entire Department of Justice. They want to defund the police, Border Patrol, and ICE, and keep the borders open. Why? That is not constitutional. It is not legal or lawful. Why are they so adamant about attacking the police, sheriffs, and ICE for 4 years? And the President of the United States, who defended the police, sheriffs, law enforcement, military, held them up on a pedestal. Why would they want to do that? And why did Democrats support their threats to impeach the President of the United States, to call him a criminal, to call him a racist, a Nazi, and to call for his removal from office along with the Democrats, who also used foul language against the President of the United States, all of this and Hollywood liberals, and who even threatened, like Biden, to punch him out, and De Niro, and then Kathy G holding up the the beheaded mock face of the President of the United States, and then Madonna threatening the President of the United States, and so many more. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? When this is the greatest nation in the world, most of them, it's their homeland, and the President of the United States just wanted to make America great again and get China out of America and bring back jobs and bring back businesses so that Americans could manufacture products that were formerly made in America. And Bill Clinton and the Democrats outsourced, which in my opinion is espionage, to communist China, because George Soros and the New World Order and Wall Street use their slave labor to make billions of dollars instead of using and putting Americans to work. A foreign enemy nation who wants to conquer America, and it's with the New World Order, reduce the population of Americans who they find are of no value. The chronically ill, the elderly, the veterans, the seniors, and anyone who doesn't comply with their mandates and their unconstitutional executive orders. In Wisconsin, there was a special category called indefinitely confined voters who didn't need to provide photo IDs. In 2019, there were some 70,000 such voters. In 2020, there were 20,000 of them. All told, the possible illegal votes totaled, get this, 3,069,002. As told, the possible illegal votes totaled 3,069,002, giving Biden a victory margin of 312,992. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Joe Biden won legal votes at a margin of 312,992 over Trump, over Hillary, and over Obama? Put another way, Trump voters likely outvoted Biden by more than 2.3 million, but they were buried under the avalanche of fake, phony, fraudulent, and illegal Biden ballots. And they're shoving this down our throats like they shoved Obamacare down our throats. Pelosi lied to us and said, and Obama, there are no mandated taxpayer-funded abortions included in Obamacare. You can keep your own doctor. You will save $2,500 a year. What they didn't tell you, Pelosi, Obama, Biden, Holder, and all the rest of them, is that you will not only fund mandated taxpayer-funded abortions in America, you will be required, and Biden was totally involved in this, you will be required to taxpayer-fund the entire world Planned Parenthood abortion clinics around the world, which then they began setting up in Kenya, offering financial incentives, which is our tax dollars, to do so, and over in Ireland, and now Argentina. So slowly they're accomplishing this goal using our tax dollars, not their multi-billion dollars for their agendas by the New World Order and these wealthy Democrats. Our tax dollars are being used to kill babies around the world thanks to Obama and Joe Biden and Feinstein and Pelosi and John Kerry and the CFR and all the Democrats and the rhinos like Romney. Did you know you're paying for worldwide abortions and to implement Planned Parenthood around the world for the to reduce the population of the world so that Bill Gates and Soros and these multi-billionaires in the New World Order and the EU and so forth can live in mansions and yachts and then create what Biden said on an audio and alleged to be Biden's voice and sounds like Biden's voice, that the Hispanics and blacks will no longer exist basically, but by 2040 it will be, America will be all white and European. Does that sound like unity? Sounds like sounds like he has his own group that he considers to be unified in the future that eliminates a heck of a lot of people. The United Nations goal, which is the New World Order, under Agenda 21, extended to 2030 because they're behind in their schedule to kill us off on 2050. And while you're questioning the fast track and the plandemic, is reasonable, and you should question it. 29 people have died after they're vaccinated in Norway that are reported. And a source who works in the medical field that isn't reported in the USA says that about 56, alleges that about 56 Americans have died after vaccinated. Others have been paralyzed on the right side of their face and disabled. And others, two nurses were online saying they did not have COVID, but after they were vaccinated, they got COVID. So who knows what this is really, what the truth is about all of this, except those who have implemented it. Because George H.W. Bush pledged his allegiance to the New World Order, and he was not removed as President of the United States. Because you cannot have two masters. You cannot have allegiance to the United States Constitution, as they swear to do, and then pledge your allegiance to the New World Order, which is antithetical to the Bible and God and the U.S. Constitution, capitalism, morality, and sovereignty, free enterprise, freedom, liberty, and rights, and pro-life. It's antithetical to everything America stands for, everything the framers tried to protect. Those are foreign enemies. International body of foreign enemies against the United States of America and the United States Constitution. You can spin it any way you want. You can believe it or not believe it. I don't care. I am telling you, I read the presidential order from G.H.W. Bush, probably written by the New World Order, to pass it down to the Clintons, to his son, G.W. Bush, and to the Obamas and the vice presidents, speakers of the House, and all who swallowed the snake oil and worshiped the almighty dollar and promised the material world. And they took it. And so it said they were planning a pandemic, quarantines, curfews, patrols on the street, knocking your doors down, taking your kids, and now we can add taking you away if you have COVID or taking your kids away or accusing you of having COVID, and are accusing you of being a domestic terrorist and taking you away to what Pelosi and Hillary and Durbin and Biden and all the rest of them have insinuated to be deprogrammed in camps, remove you from your home, drag you out in the streets like you watch on video that the communist Chinese do to their citizens. And who's to say not do a lot worse. Take your children away if you're accused of having the flu called COVID. Do you trust pedophiles with your children? In Wisconsin, there was a special category called indefinitely confined voters who didn't need to provide photo IDs. In 2019, there were some 70,000 such voters. I mean, this goes on and on and on. And in 2020, there were over 200,000 of them. Remember when California decided they were going to pass out the Democrats, Newsom. We're going to pass out the driver's licenses to all illegals. How do you pass out a driver's license to an illegal? How do you know it's their name? How do you know it's their information if they're illegal? And yet, legal Americans must be facial recognized. They must give their fingerprints. They must be radiated, which is a killer at the airports. It can cause you being sterilized. It can cause cataracts. It can cause aging and cancer and death. But they do it without any protection and without your consent, because if you don't agree, you can't fly to grandma's house. But they let the Middle East foreigners get a pass. They are not radiated. They are not searched. They did not take off their headpieces or their shoes. And when you walk on that barefoot, filthy floor, you could be getting a disease. What is it? They have been persecuting and punishing Americans since 2009 when Obama got in bed with George Soros and they funded Michael Chertoff to use Americans and other people as human commodities for profit at the airports and for control and power and to train you up to stand in line and be naked x-rayed or be patted down intrusively as a criminal. But the terrorists walked right through the airports and they flew planes right into past the international airways and flew planes right into the Twin Towers and committed other acts like at Fort Hood under the Democrat regime administration, not under the Republican administration. So those are all things to think about. All told, the possible illegal votes totaled 3,069,002. And giving Biden a victory margin of 312,992 over Trump. Remember that. So Trump voters likely outvoted Biden by more than 2.3 million votes. An avalanche. And so that is why, in my opinion, Joe Biden was inaugurated at 11:48 a.m. and not 12 noon, and why President Trump did not concede and will not concede, because the best is yet to come. So never give up, America. Never give up your freedom, your liberty, your rights. To people who don't love America, the Constitution, the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, God, and our fakes, even if they say they do, their actions speak louder than their words. Pay attention. Americans, unite and protect and preserve, defend and uphold the United States Constitution legally, peacefully, and constitutionally. And strategize, set out your plan to take America back and make it better than before. God bless you. God bless America. Sorry our guest couldn't get through today. Adrian will try to get her back on another day when we have authors and experts again. We'll give it another try. But after all, we did get a lot of information in about voter
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.